As we've been reporting here on KUOW, homelessness has hit crisis levels in Seattle. And north of our border, the number of people living on the streets in Vancouver, BC, has hit a 10-year high. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer told Bill Radke what the problem looks like.
The most recent Vancouver number is 1,847 people without permanent housing, and that is a count done in March, and that is a 6% increase from last year.
We've talked, Vaughn, about your skyrocketing real estate prices there. Is that why homelessness is way up?
The only thing I think we've learned for sure, Bill, in the last few years, and I think it's been learned in San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and here in Victoria as well, is that it's a far more complicated problem than the politicians realized when they got into it. I mean, I can remember, I go to Portland a lot, and I can remember a few years back when politicians from up here were going down to Portland because they'd solved the homeless problem. Well, last time I was in Portland, they hadn't solved it. And Vancouver, yeah, I mean, there's, yes, the real estate crisis in Vancouver has put a lot of pressure on low-income housing. Yes, there is the government funding issue for social housing. There is also a problem of putting homeless people into housing. Some of them do a lot of damage to that housing. The provincial government bought a bunch of low-end hotels in the Vancouver region, and there's been a lot of damage done to them by the single occupancy people living there. Last of all, and we've discovered this here in Victoria, Bill, is there are a bunch of people who actually don't want to go into shelters in this climate. You can live on the street, and they like the freedom of living in tent cities or living on the street. And so you put all that into the mix. Has anybody solved this problem anywhere in our region? I'm not sure they have.
Yeah, obviously, to our listeners, we've got, unfortunately, a lot in common here. Seattle has a big unauthorized tent camp known as the Jungle, a dangerous place, a place some people call home. Victoria has that flashpoint at its courthouse. What is the latest there?
Yeah, there's a tent city started outside the courthouse and outside one of our big cathedrals in Victoria on a vacant provincial government lot in downtown Victoria last fall. It has grown to alarming proportions. Violence, drugs, needles, neighbors infuriated because it's damaged their neighborhood. The church has given up on it and said, we try to be compassionate, but it's got to go. And the provincial government is going to court Friday to begin a process to evict the tent city. They've had enough. They say they've done enough to solve problems elsewhere. They've created beds, shelters, housing. They've done everything they can. The fire marshal says it's a hazard. The police say it's costing a fortune to police the place. Media types have stopped going into it because somebody got assaulted there last week. So we'll see how it goes. The courts in British Columbia have taken a dim view of these actions because the judges go, well, where are they going to go? Like, are you just going to move the problem to another vacant lot somewhere, or are you actually going to solve it? And I guess the only reply to that, Bill, is what I said earlier. Has anybody, even with the best of intentions, been able to solve this problem?
Well, we talk a lot about how Seattle and King County are trying to solve it, trying to help people without shelter. What are some of the hopeful things that you're doing in Greater Vancouver?
Well, they put an awful lot of money in it. The government, we estimate down in the region where most of the homeless are, spending about $1 million a day on public agencies of one kind or another. They've built a lot of social housing. As I said, the provincial government bought a dozen low-end hotels and converted them to single occupancy. Here in Victoria, they've bought a bunch of places and are moving people into it. But you know, again, the other thing is the data the government gathers, Bill, again, this won't surprise people in other cities on the West Coast, shows that we import people from other parts of the country. And that's because our climate, as I say, allows people to live on the street, not always in relative comfort, but I guess compared to the eastern climate, it is a little bit better. So, you know, you want to be careful what you say on it. You don't want to suggest that it's beyond solution. But I think most of the politicians that have walked into this issue, Bill, in this country now realize that it's a heck of a lot more complicated than you think. It is not just a problem that you need to throw more money at it. And even with the best of intentions, you can end up like the mayor of Vancouver, Gregor Robertson, who promised to get rid of the problem and is now finding homelessness at record numbers.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer talking with Bill Radke.